Eagles fans, hi, my name is Dave Spadaro calling. I want to thank you for participating in our fan appreciation teleconference. We've got some great guests today. We invite your participation. I want to tell you at the very beginning that any questions you have, please press *3. That'll put you up in the queue, and we'll get you on the air. We've got Eagles president Joe Banner, followed by Eagles tight end Brent Celek, strong safety Quinton Michael, and Eagles general manager Tom Heckert. Each man will be on the call for about 15 minutes. We invite all of your questions, all of your comments. We'd love the interaction, and we thank you for taking part, again, in our fan appreciation teleconference. The first thing we'd like to do is invite you to take part in our first poll. We've got some polls throughout this hour, and here is the first question. What is your preferred form of halftime entertainment at Lincoln Financial Field? We want to bring you the very best entertainment every time we have an event there, so please help us out and give us some answers here. The preferred form of halftime entertainment, if you prefer stats and stories from around the league, please press 1. Some sort of live musical performance, please press 2. And if you prefer some sort of on-field unique talent or entertainment, please press 3. Stats and scores from around the league, please press 1. Some sort of live music performance, 2. Some sort of on-field or unique talent or entertainment, please press 3. We've got some great calls. First up, Joe Banner, Eagles president, is here. Joe, how are you?
Good. Nice to be here.
And we've got Joe. Joe, quick question for me. How are you enjoying the season? 9-4, 4 straight wins. Very exciting.
Well, you win 4 straight games. It's very easy to enjoy things. And at the same time, keep perspective on the fact that you've got 3 games left to go in the regular season, that we've got to finish strong, and then hopefully we'll be in a position to have a playoff opportunity.
All right. Let's get to some calls here, guys. Now, when I call your name, please jump on and feel free to ask a question. First caller of the day, Eric Kemp. Eric, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Eric.
Can
welcome
you
to the Fan Appreciation Teleconference.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great. Do you have a question for Joe?
Sure. How about we bring back the old Kelly Green throwback uniform some week?
Well, you know, we're considering that. We won't do that as obviously long-term. We're excited and got great feedback from the fans when we made the change to this uniform. But the idea of doing something special for some period of time with the Kelly back jerseys is something we're strongly considering, and I think you get a good chance of seeing.
Okay, we've got John on the line. John would like to ask a question as well pertaining to our poll. John, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, John. Welcome to the conference call.
Thank you very much for having me. Listen, longtime season ticket holder, I travel all around the country to watch the Eagles play.
Thank you.
Halftime entertainment ranks dead last. That's exact. As soon as you called me on the telephone, I pressed that *33 and wanted to ask this question right away because I traveled to New York. I see the midget football teams playing on the field. We saw the band this week on the field. I mean, at least it was something. And what people don't realize is not everybody could see that little bland with the Miller Lite flight deck. So, I mean, number one, unless you're staring at the TV screen, you can't see it. And number two, I mean, that's just not appealing to everybody. I mean, you bring the Frisbee dogs out there and the people in the stands go crazy. You bring a marching band out there or you have the Marines come out and do their thing, everybody goes crazy. There's not one person that goes crazy to see any of these bands playing in the corner of the end zone. I mean,
okay, John.
For us, is that, you know, being a national team and a powerhouse in the NFC, you know, I think we deserve a little more, especially the people who are down there week in and week out, you know, traveling 2.5 hours to come down to see a ball game sitting in a stand.
Okay, John, thank you. Joe?
No, I mean, that's why we're asking the question. We recognize that it's something we need to evaluate and look at and provide the fans what would be most entertaining to them, and appreciate the input. This is obviously a question we're looking at and discussing internally, and what we're really trying to do is just come up with something people will enjoy, so hearing how people feel about what we've been doing and what they'd like to see is very helpful.
We have another question here pertaining to the halftime entertainment. Harry, are you with us?
Hello.
Yeah, Harry, welcome.
Thank you. It was a related question. Why do we have blasting between every single play of the game and in every timeout? Personally don't think we need all that raucous music blaring away.
Well, what would you like to see? What would be make you more entertained?
I would just like to sit there during 5 seconds maybe between plays and not hear anything coming out of the loudspeakers. During the game.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we hear you.
All right, Harry, thank you. Thanks very much.
That's fine.
Okay, great. Thanks, Harry. And we invite all the questions that you have, guys. Thank you very much for that. Now we're going to get to a football question. Any question is welcome here. We've got Robert from Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Robert?
Hi, Robert. Yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
The question I have is, what are your intentions on bringing Michael Vick back next year?
Well, we have Michael under contract for next year, and we signed him for 2 years with the intent of bringing him back and having him for 2 years. I think we'll have to evaluate everything at the end of the year because we're going to be in a position of having three quarterbacks, all of whose contracts will have only 1 year left, so we'll have to make some long-term decisions. But we signed Michael with the intent of having him for 2 years, and I haven't heard anything that makes me think that's changed. But, you know, we really don't get into those conversations too deeply once we've made those decisions until after the season ends. But that was the intent, and I don't expect that to change.
I'd like to remind everyone that if you have a question for Joe Banner, Eagles president, he'll be here till about 11:45. Please press *3. Joe will be followed by tight end Brent Celek, who will be here from 11:45 until noon. Quinton Michael, Eagles strong safety, from noon until 12:15. And then we've got Eagles general manager Tom Heckert, who will be joining us from 12:15 until 12:30. So, again, if you have a question, please press *3, and we'll try to get you. We've got a great crowd. We thank you very much for joining us on our fan appreciation teleconference. And now let's go to David. David has a question, please.
Hello?
David, are you with us?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi, David. Good. How are you?
What a great thing you're doing here.
I'm glad you enjoy it. Thank you.
I called a couple things I wanted to ask. First of all, are Kevin Curtis and or Brian Westbrook going to play this week? The second thing is a statement I'd like to make. I've been a ticket holder since 1973, and I will tell you that I am thrilled with the fact that you re-signed Andy Reid as coach. I much, much enjoy watching them win a lot more than I used to and watch the 2-12 seasons I sat through. And I am appreciative of your efforts.
Well, we very much appreciate that. And please understand that's very mutual. We get to travel around the country, and we get to talk to the people that run these other teams. And I'm sure it sounds cliche-ish, but there's nobody in this country with a football team that is any better, more loyal, more dedicated fans. And our hope is to reward that with a Super Bowl as soon as we can. And appreciate your thoughts on Andy Reid. Obviously, you know, that's how we feel, and Andy's really done a great job, and we've just got to find a way, one or two more steps here and find a way to win that Super Bowl. Both of those players are full practice this week, and I think Kevin may be a little closer than Brian, but we probably won't know until the end of the week whether either or both are going to play, but they're both making very good progress and are both at least very close to being able to play, if not ready right now.
David's a senior ticket holder since 1973. David, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Go Birds!
All righty. Thanks for the phone call from David. Let's move on here, and we're going to bring in another caller. We've got, we've got Robert on the line. Robert, are you with us, please?
Yes.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
This
Welcome to the teleconference.
This is a beautiful thing you're doing here. Beautiful.
Thank you.
The only thing I have to say as to Joe Banner, thank you, thank you, thank you. You have brought the city beautiful teams, and thank you for signing Andy Reid again. I enjoy my football at the Link. I really do, and you have all the things. Thank you very much.
It means a lot for us to hear you say that, and we try to do everything we can to give us that ultimate thrill. And it means a lot to us, and believe me, a lot of our motivation comes from knowing how many fans we have out there that have been loyal to this team for so many years and so many decades and through great years and challenging years, and hopefully we'll soon reward all of that with not just the thrill of what we've been able to do getting as far as we have, but taking that extra step and having that parade. So hopefully that reward is there for us all pretty soon.
Thank you very much for the call. Dan, we've got you on the phone. Are you with us, please?
I am.
Hi, Dan. Welcome to the teleconference.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Joe, I was just wondering if you guys plan on extending DeSean Jackson before his rookie contract expires.
I think the likelihood is that at some point before then, but You know, not so many people realize they passed a rule just last year that you can't sign any rookie until he's completed his second year of play. So beginning next year will be the first time we'd be able to talk to him. But I think, you know, our history is to take quality young players and try to extend them at the earliest possible opportunity. A little more challenging right now because we're not sure of what the CBA is going to, the collective bargaining agreement is going to be and when it's going to get done and what the rules will be. So we're a little bit more cautious than we have been in signing these young players. But I'm sure at some point the picture will become clearer on what the rules will be. And obviously we have a great appreciation for Deshaun's talents, but we'll have to see what the right timing to approach that will be.
Thank you for the call. We've got a season ticket holder since 1972 who's joining us on the line. Peggy, welcome to the teleconference.
Hi, gentlemen. It's nice to speak to you. I just had, I don't know if one might be more of a comment since it's been answered shortly before. My concern is Michael Vick has been doing a great job, but Kevin Cobb has been, you know, hung in there. And I guess my thought is there any thought of releasing him so that he can really go and pursue his dream as a quarterback?
Well, we think of Kevin as a very valuable asset to the team, both currently and in the long run. And no, there's no consideration of doing that. I mean, he has a contract that runs 4 years from when he was drafted, so that's through next season. And we haven't lessened our thoughts on Kevin's abilities or his long-term prospects with the Eagles from the time we drafted him. And I think people got to see in the couple of games he played why we've been so enthusiastic about him. And why we view him as an important asset. You know, even in the role he's playing now, and he's certainly capable of even doing more, but you've seen how many quarterbacks in this league have missed time, including our own this year. Just take a minor concussion and somebody could be out for a week or two, and we're getting to the end of the season, the playoffs. So we continue to view Kevin as a very important and valuable member of this team.
Anything else, Peggy?
My only other comment was that I hope Brian Westbrook and the team seriously think about him. He's such a tremendous player, such a wonderful guy. I just hope he makes the right decision for his future.
Yes, and we agree with all that. And really, we're both doing the same thing. Brian is relying on expert doctors that he's seen, and we're going to just do whatever they tell us to do. And in the end, you know, what Brian feels comfortable with. And if they tell us that he can play, that would be great. He could really add a lot to what's already a very effective offense. And if they tell us he can't, we totally understand and respect that.
All right, thanks very much, Peggy. Robert has a question about the Eagles' defense. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Going fine, thank you.
Yeah, I was just a little concerned. We gave up over 400 yards of offense to the Giants last week, and if we have to play the Saints or the Vikings in the playoffs, I'm a little worried about that.
Well, I think you're right if that game was how we played against those teams. I don't think anybody here or on the defense felt that was their best performance. And it would be difficult to win games against any of those teams you mentioned. But I think we've got a track record through the season here of the defense doing a solid job, including against some good teams. And they're going to have to rise to that challenge. But the game against the Giants was not up to anybody's satisfactory performance. But we've got a ways to go, and they're coming together. We're getting a couple of guys back. Cecilia Hansen came back last week. Akeem Jordan is now healthy. We get a couple of players like Jeremiah Trotter that seem to be getting into better shape and more able to contribute. So hopefully that's on the swing up, and that was just a bad game, which happens from time to time. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. It's, if based on that performance, you're being worried is justified. But we think we'll get it better here going forward.
We've got Joe Banner for a couple of more minutes. If you have questions for Joe or next up, Eagles tight end Brent Celek. Remember, please press *3 to ask a question. Gary, you're on the phone, and you have a question about Andy Reid and his extension.
Yeah, I first of all, I'm glad that you guys came to an extension with Andy. I think he's done a great job for us. And I wondered, is there looking into in the off season about extending Donovan McNabb as well, continuing the success they've had together?
Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned before the fact that at the end of the season we'll have three quarterbacks all with 1 year left on the deal is something that we'll have to, you know, address and figure out what to do with. You know, when we signed Donovan here last year, you know, we kind of felt like we put ourselves in a position that everybody felt really good about for 2 years. And at some point, we'll have to figure out what the next step is here. But I think we've always been very clear that we hold Donovan in very high regard, and really don't see how you can look at his work in its totality and not feel very lucky that we have him, and hopefully having him here for as long as possible.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the teleconference. Are you with us?
Yes. I feel like a rookie. I'm only a season ticket holder since 94 with all these people from the 70s here. But one question and one comment. The ticket prices have increased 35% since the stadium opened. And I was hoping the team could try and hold the line on the prices, because it's getting really expensive for me to attend the games anymore in the lower level. Second point is there's rumors going around that the NFL is expanding to an 18-game schedule, and I'm so against that because their injuries are such a factor in the NFL, and I don't know how these guys can go two more games.
Let me give you both answers. I think our reality, as in most any business, is that the periodic increases that we've had in ticket prices over the years is something that's likely to continue periodically. This year we have the 15th highest ticket prices in the league, and considering that we're in a large market and mostly built the stadium with private funds, we feel pretty good about being able to hold it, you know, in that area. What we've generally done is every other year increase the ticket prices, usually what amounts to somewhere between 3-4% per year if you took it over the course of the 2 years. And I don't think it would be unreasonable to anticipate a pattern like that.
I want to ask Joe Banner the question.
Okay, thank you very much for that call. We have one final call for Joe Banner. Evelyn, hi, welcome to the conference call.
Hi, glad to be on the call. My son is a season ticket holder. He's been a season holder for about 20 years. I'm like a 78-year-old young great-grandma who just loves the sports. I just wanted to congratulate the Eagles on taking back Michael Vick and giving him a second chance in life. I'm a strong lover of animals. Our little animal just cost us $19,000 because it broke its back. The question is, I want to know, when is he going to be able to come in and do more plays? It's very exciting to watch him come in. Thank you.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Well, I think you've seen a evolution and increase in the number of plays that he's in, and they've been working pretty well, which is usually what leads to increased activity. So we leave that really in Andy's hands, but I think the indications from the beginning have been that we were going to kind of bring him in gradually and eventually be in a number of plays that had a chance to make a difference. I mean, I think you've seen the last few weeks, even though he's still only playing maybe half a dozen plays, you know, they've been some crucial third and short conversions or red zone plays or touchdown plays or past last week when we needed to make a big play and get off to a good start. You may see more increase in the importance of the plays he contributes to as opposed to the number, but I think you'll see, some of both. And I think people are seeing as the year goes on what kind of the vision was when we signed him. I mean, only a few weeks ago I had people interviewing me from the media about, did we regret signing Michael based on what had happened? And my answer was, there's a long way left to go. Why don't you kind of watch the rest of the year and then decide whether that was a good move or a bad move? Anyway, I need to hop off here and let Brent Celek come in here and give you a chance to speak with him. I appreciate all of the people who joined this call and all of those of you who have been long-term supporters of ours. You are what motivates us in many ways to do what we've done and hopefully keep pushing that envelope and trying to get that Super Bowl ring. And just trust that every minute of every day that's what we're focused on. And we cherish the support we have from all of you to achieve that goal. So thanks very much. And hopefully this won't be the last time you'll be in a position where you can talk to some of us and hear our own direct responses to things. But thanks again.
Thanks, Joe Banner, for joining us here on the Fan Appreciation Teleconference. We've got another poll question for you guys, and Eagles tight end Brent Celek is going to join us here in just a moment. If you have a question for Brent, please press *3 to ask a question. We'd like to invite you now to participate in our second poll here, and the second question is, as a season ticket holder or premium seating client, do you feel appreciated by the Eagles organization? To answer yes, please press 1. To answer no, please press 2. So thank you very much for taking part in that. The question again, As a season ticket holder or premium seating client, you feel appreciated by the Eagles organization. Please press 1 for yes. Please press 2 for no. I see the votes going up very quickly. Thank you very much for taking part. I'll give you a moment to take part in that. And let's bring in Eagles tight end Brent Celek. A great success story here with the Eagles, a fifth-round draft pick 3 seasons ago. He is now the team's leading receiver, having a wonderful season here. And Brent, first of all, welcome to the teleconference. We've got many hundreds and thousands of fans here on the line. So say hi to these great Eagles fans.
Well, thanks for having me. And it's nice to talk to all you guys. I've never been a part of anything like this, something new. And it's pretty cool to be able to talk to the fans on the phone like this. So I'm excited about getting this going.
Okay. I believe the question is from the name is C. Garlitos. Are you there?
Yes,
hello.
Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Yeah, it's Mike. Actually, Carl Garlitos is my father-in-law, and he's because of illness and injury, he doesn't get to a lot of games, and we've been keeping the family going to the games since he's had tickets since 1971. Personally, going to games since the mid-70s myself, and we've been using the season tickets with Carl since 81 when I married his daughter.
Thank you very much.
Brent does a great job. Just wanted to let him know he's got a lot of fans of the Jersey Shore, Atlantic City area, and we couldn't ask for a finer gentleman to represent the team. Once again, kudos go out to the Eagles for re-signing Andy Reid. He showed himself to be a tireless worker, a great leader of men, and he has an eye for talent. I mean, look at all the great players he's brought in, and quality character and quality individuals, and that makes us proud to be Eagles fans. And even though the ticket prices go up every couple of years, we don't mind it because we know there's a quality product on the field.
Great. Thank you very much. Do you have a question for Brent?
Going over the middle, Brent, a lot of times that's like almost death-defying, looking at the way some of these safeties hit and linebackers. I know you got to keep your head up, and that's the only thing I'm worried about. But what goes through your mind at that point in time?
Well, when you're running routes across the middle, I think the only thing that you can think about is focusing on the ball and catching the ball. What I try to do is, if I'm running a route and I know somebody's going to hit me, I kind of just, and it's hard, but I try to act like they're not even there. And then when, you know, you get hit, you're surprised, but you can still hold on to the ball. Where if you're trying to anticipate a hit, I think that's when you make most of your mistakes. So I try to act like no one's even around me, make the catch, and then whatever happens after that happens.
Okay, thank you very much for the call, Mike. Jeffrey, are you with us?
Yeah, I am, fellas. How are you doing this
Jeffrey,
afternoon?
Welcome to the teleconference.
Thanks for having me. First off, Brent, how, to the extent you can say, how's your back doing and how's your thumb coming along?
Well, both of them are getting a lot better, and I think that is the key thing is I'm progressing, and my thumb is feeling very good now. The treatment they've been doing for me has been helping out a whole lot, and, you know, I didn't really even feel it this last game. And then, you know, the back was just kind of a fluky thing, and it's getting a lot better. So I should be fine for this week's game, but, you know, we're excited.
Excellent. I'd also like to know, I'm one of the lunatics that travels all over to follow you guys. How much, when you're on the field, do you actually know in opposing stadiums how many of us are there? Can you hear it?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you, because when we are at those games, we do notice that you guys are there, and I noticed out in San Diego, and a lot of guys, you know, when you're on the sideline sometimes and we make a play and the crowd is roaring, it's like, wow, we have a lot of fans here, and we understand that we travel well, and, you know, we thank you guys so much for doing that, because it's like having, you know, 16 home games for us.
Yeah, and they're always there, aren't they? It's
always.
We have Terrence on the line. Terrence, welcome to the teleconference. Hi, Terrence. No Terrence? Terrence, are you here?
Yes.
Welcome back to the call, Terrence. You're with Brent Celek.
So
hey, Brent, how does it feel to be with a winning organization right off the bat?
Well, I tell you, I really haven't been part of a winning organization my entire life, and I was talking to my mom about it, how happy I am to be in Philadelphia and how lucky I am to be here. You know, this is an organization that is about winning, and they've done it consistently over the last however many years. And, you know, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to be here long term, is because they are a winning football team. That's what they're about. It starts from the top down. And, you know, it's a lot easier to do your job when you're winning. It's, as Dave would know, it's a lot friendlier mm-hmm. around the facility when we're winning. So that's ultimately our main goal. And now that it's, you know, it's happening, you know, we're happy.
Thanks very much, Terrence. Now we're joined by Steve. Now, we think that Brent Celek's an Iron Man. Steve's the real Iron Man. He's been a 38-year season ticket holder, and he's missed only five games. Steve, welcome to the teleconference.
It's a pleasure. And Brent Celek, it's a pleasure to have you on the Philadelphia Eagles. Watching you play the game is the way it's supposed to be played. And as far as the play is concerned, the only recommendation, and very little to say about your play, is on running plays, you'd like to see you block a little bit more.
Thank you. I'm glad you like watch me play, and I'll keep working on my block. And I'm working on receiving, blocking, day in and day out. I want to be the best tight end in the NFL, so that is my ultimate goal. But I'm working on it every day.
And we've got another longtime season ticket holder here. John has been a season ticket holder since 1968. John, welcome to the teleconference.
Welcome, Dave, and this is a great idea. I appreciate you and the Eagles doing this.
Thank you.
Brent, first of all, I want to congratulate you on a great year. I've been watching you since you came here. You're getting better and better every year, and I figure this is your year that you're going to go to the Pro Bowl. To go to the Pro Bowl. There are a couple things on here. When are the Eagles going to come out with your jersey? They haven't come out with it yet.
I don't exactly know that. You could maybe Dave knows, but
I think it's coming very soon.
It better be.
Are you sure that they don't have a Brent Celek jersey, John?
No. I've been in the store. No, they don't have Brent Celek's jersey. No.
A memo out to Brendan McQuillan right now. And
okay.
But I know it is. I thought it was a very popular sales item. Are you talking a fancy jersey or a replica jersey?
But I don't want to waste my time on that. Brent, I wanted to thank you personally. Me and my wife do like two road trips a year. And I want to thank you for taking the time. The last time we met you was in San Diego. You'll take the time. You'll talk to us. And I know it's a business trip for you guys. It's that's what it is. But I want to thank you again for taking the time and talking to us when we're out there at the hotel when you guys come in. And I wish you all the best in the future. I hope your back gets much better, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you. And we as players understand that without the fans, there is no football. So, you know, we got to thank you guys for coming out there and spend time and talk with you. Otherwise, you know, there is no popularity for our sport.
Now we've got Stewart joining us. Stewart, welcome to the teleconference.
Thank you very much. Hey, Brent, I'd like to thank you for your love for the game. It's very apparent as a fan, and also we appreciate the time you give us, not just on these conference calls. My question has to do with Andy's play selection. And over his duration with the team, whenever Andy has gone into the type of play selection that he's been having the last three games, coming closer to an even balance between run and pass, it seems like the team has always been more effective. It gives our defense more time to rest. And also the opposition's defense can't necessarily play just for the passing game, and Donovan is more effective under those circumstances. So my question would be, do you have any word, any choice in the matter in play selection during the week with the game plan, or do you have any time to talk to Andy in regards to play selection and more of an even balance?
No, Coach Reed and Coach Morningway, they decide what plays we're going to run. You know, it's all up to them. It all depends on situation, down and distance, and ultimately they know what we should do. And, you know, sometimes the fans think it might be bad play calling, but any play that the coaches call, in my opinion, if we as players run it correctly, we'll be successful. So, you know, that's on us too as players and you know, it's not just play calling.
We've got one more question for Brent, and then if you have questions for Quentin Michael or Tom Heckert, please remember hit *3, and we'll get to those questions as quickly as possible. Scott joins us on the teleconference. Hi, Scott.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, Brent, I noticed you know, the games are quickly becoming a fan favorite, and you know, I think one of the reasons might be, you know, you were a fifth-round pick, I'll admit, most of the South Eagles are just drafting a backup, and you know, but now you're arriving, you're getting to a Pro Bowl-level play. Do you kind of pinch yourself and say, you know, wow, you know, I can't believe it's gone this well? I mean, are you surprised, or?
Well, honestly, when I came in as a rookie, I was just hoping to make the team. And, you know, once I made the team, then I kind of set higher goals for myself. And I was able to play a little bit as a rookie. I got out there. I felt like I could play in this league. And then, you know, I just worked my butt off to continue to play well and get even better. And I think now that's paid off.
One last question. Stan wants to know what you think of the Cincinnati Bearcats beating the Florida Gators in the bowl game.
That excites me. but I know it's going to be a tough road for them because they definitely have a new coach and they're going to have to learn a whole new system, so it's going to be tough. But I guess I got to get going here now.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brent Celek.
I just want to thank all you guys for your support. You guys are definitely the best fans in the NFL, and I wish you guys a safe and happy holiday.
Thank you very much, Brent Celek. Let's. I want to revisit with you, if you haven't had a chance to answer the second poll question. The question is, as a season ticket holder or premium seating client, do you feel appreciated by the Eagles organization? To vote yes, please press 1. To vote no, please press 2. We'll be bringing in Eagles strong safety Quentin Michael in just one moment. If you have a question for Quentin, please hit *3, and we will get to your questions right away. Let's begin now with Quentin Michael, who is the Eagles strong safety here. And, Quentin, welcome. I know the season's going very nicely, and it's nice to be 9-4 right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. You know, we have some ups and downs, but we're hot right now, so hopefully we can keep that going.
Okay. Paul, a fan for 50 years, joins us here on the teleconference. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Quentin, just want to say we really appreciate you and everything that the defense and the offense is doing. The fans just absolutely love you. I just wonder what it would be like to be a football player and be so adored, but that's not my question. I just wanted to tell you we love you. The question I have for you has to do with quarterbacking the defense, and I know that this year you assume that role, and I'm just wondering, when the offense comes out and begins to set their play, how much time do you really have to read that offense and then to try to get the rest of the players in position? Is that a split second that you have? Do you have seconds to try to move players around? I'm just wondering in real time how quickly you process that and then make the necessary adjustments.
Well, you know, that's a good question. It kind of depends on the team. You know, some teams like the Saints, they do a lot of different personnel groups. They might have, you know, 2 tight ends or, you know, 3 running backs or, you know, 4 receivers. So it all really starts with what the offense is trying to do. And once we know what personnel that they're in, we'll make our call. And then really you have a matter of, you know, 1, maybe 2 seconds to really get a check. You know, once the motion, like if they motion or they shift, you know, everybody's kind of got to be on the same page. And, you know, what I try to do is as a kind of the guy in the secondary that makes the checks is, you know, I'm just trying to make sure that we're all in the same coverage, that we're all on the same page, and we all know, you know, what the linebackers are doing and what we're doing as a secondary. So, you know, it can be tough at times, but we practice it a lot, so.
Thank you very much for that question. James, welcome to the teleconference.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great, James. Thank you.
I got a question for Quentin. I went to the Super Bowl in 2004, and I was wondering how he thinks the 2009 offense-defense, you know, team compares to the 2019.
You know, I have a lot of respect for that team, but without a doubt, this team that we have this year is far better. I mean, we have explosive weapons on offense, way more than we had back then. And I think defensively, we're just as good, if not better, than we were back then. You know, I think we can do a lot of good things this year as long as we continue to get better and get closer.
Okay, thank you very much. Garrett, welcome to the teleconference. Garrett?
Hey, Quentin. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Garrett.
Just wanted to ask Quentin, what his
I don't want you to be Notre Dame or anything, but what's your prediction for the season in the sense of how we'll finish in the NFC East? And that's pretty much it.
Thanks, Garrett.
No problem.
I mean, I'm really feeling good right now. You know, like I said, I think we can go as far as we want to go as long as we, you know, stay together and play together and continue to get better. You know, there's nothing that say we can't win this championship, we can't win the Super Bowl. So, you know, that's our goal and that's what we're striving to get to.
Thank you very much, Garrett. Lyle joins us. Lyle, are you there? Hi, Lyle. Hello, Lyle. Oh, I'm sorry. No, wrong Lyle. Michael, I'm sorry.
Yes,
Michael, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hey, Dave.
Sorry about that.
No problem. And hi, Quinn. Got a two-part question for you, really. It's both related to the same thing. Wondering how your reactions to Sean McDermott's taking over for Jimmy Johnson this year. Jim Johnson's defense style is pretty creative and risky and blitz-happy. Wondered how you feel about the continuing that with Sean. And then secondly, with the offense being so pass-happy, you might say, it's sort of a quick-strike offense. The defense isn't really a shutdown defense. Does that affect your mentality when you go into the game?
That's a couple good questions. You know, I think Sean's done a great job so far. He's very creative. He's got a young mind, and, you know, we're always coming up with new ways to beat different schemes. And, you know, if we really look at what's been happening with all the injuries and stuff, I think he's done a tremendous job, you know, with bringing guys in and getting everybody up to speed. So, you know, I think he's done great there. Now, as far as our offense, I mean, to me, you know, the more points, the way we're designed, the more points that we score, the better it should make us, because we're a team that likes to blitz and come after the quarterback. So we like to get the lead, you know, make teams pass the ball and get turnovers and sacks. So, you know, hopefully we'll continue with that, you know, scoring a lot and go from there.
Thank you very much for the call. Now we've got Lyle. Hi, Lyle. Welcome to the teleconference.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Quentin, my question is about the recent rule changes in the NFL dealing with defensive backs and contact on wide receivers. And last week it seemed like you recalled, I believe it was two plays in a row, with what I would think were a couple of chintzy kind of questionable calls. But how much is that in your mind when you're out there trying to defend, and how much is it affecting the way defensive backs are approaching defending wide receivers, especially over the middle?
Well, first of all, I got called for that twice, and that was only once. The second one wasn't on me, but I got blamed for that one. But, you know, whatever. I think, me personally, I think it's getting ridiculous as the defensive back. I mean, you know, you can't really do anything. You know, I mean, you know, you see tight ends especially push off all the time. You see receivers at the end of their route push off. But we can't really touch them after 5 yards. And I think that, you know, it kind of takes away from the game. And, you know, hopefully we can revisit those rules and kind of fix them, because the way it's geared right now, it's like you can't really do anything as a defensive player.
Thank you very much for that call. Scott, are you with us? Hello, Rip Scott? Mr. Scott?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
Hi, Quentin. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I just want to tell you guys, I think this call is great, number one. I'm a 57-year-old guy, and I've been coming to Eagles games since 58. And,
thank you.
Was lucky enough to be there at Franklin Field in 60 and remember it like it was yesterday, believe it or not. So,
great.
My question basically kind of centers, I congratulate you guys on doing a good job on defense. I know you've suffered a lot of injuries, and my only frustration, I guess, is there are times during the games when I feel like we kind of lose our edge, or we don't have somebody who gives us an edge from a personality standpoint. I'm obviously hearkening back to B-Doc, and I just like to urge you guys, you know, when things get tough, if somebody can be that guy to get the fans involved and make the hit and be pretty demonstrative, I think it would go a long way. So I'm just tossing that out there.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
How do you feel about that, Q?
You know, I think the guys that we have in here have done a great job so far. You know, bringing Trot back was great. You know, I think that I can, you know, I've been able to keep guys' spirits up, you know. And I think at the end of the day, we have to just realize Doc's not here anymore, so we have to move on, you know. And everybody's got to, we got to do our own thing. And we're trying to win championships with the guys that are here.
Thank you very much for the call. Dan joins us in the teleconference. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. You're with Quinn Michael.
Awesome. There's been like another Dan before, and that threw me off. Real quick, I had a question about the Giants game on Sunday night. I mean, our offense played really well, and our defense had a lot of good plays, but we had a lot of trouble stopping them from getting their big plays as well, a couple missed tackles. I was just asking what improvements the defense is making to work on this.
Well, you know, when you look at the game, I mean, for the most part, I think we had a couple bad missed tackles. You know, obviously, you never want that to happen. But, you know, all we can do is go to work on those things, missing the tackles, and we've been working on that all week.
Hold on, John. We'll get to you in a minute. Go ahead.
You know, they had a good game plan, and we just didn't execute ours as well as we should have. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you have those kind of games. We're moving forward, and, you know, we're going to look at the 49ers and get back to playing Eagle defense.
Thank you very much for the call. John from Voorhees, New Jersey. John, welcome to the teleconference.
Hey, welcome. This is pretty neat. I appreciate you hanging in there, and Quentin having a great year, and I appreciate your team and how they take an interest in the fans. It's very important to us. But just a question, my man. I played football in high school, but I just wanted to know, man, the tackling this past week, have you guys been working on it? Because I see a lot of head, using your head, and I've seen a couple of tackles with the head that I thought were kind of dirty. And I'm more concerned not just with the dirtiness of using the head, but the safety factor. I mean, you guys are going to get some mess up next. What's the technique you guys have been practicing this week? I know Andy Reid said he was, and, you know, I know you guys love to hit and stuff, but that's not the way I was taught to hit, man, with my head.
Thanks, John. Q?
Well, you know, I mean, this is a game, man. You know, it's not going to be pretty all the time. You know, if you fly in there and you're trying to make a hit, you know, sometimes your head's down. I mean, it happens at times. But at the end of the day, we all know how to tackle. We keep our eyes up for the most part. Every now and then you get a freak, you know, thing that happens. And, you know, we work on it tremendously. I mean, we work on it all the time. And, it's not going to be a problem.
We've got Quentin Michael for just a couple of more minutes. Tom Heckert, Eagles general manager, joins us after that. If you have a question for Tom, please remember, press *3. And we'll get you in the queue and get those questions up and running here. James joins us. James, hi, welcome to the teleconference. Hi, James.
Hi.
Hi. You're on. You're on with Quentin.
Okay. Well, my question is, my feeling is that this defense plays better when they blitz rather than not. And I'd sort of like to get Quentin's opinion if he feels that they have more chance of success when they do that rather than when they play a standard four-man line.
Well, you know, I think traditionally our defense has always been a blitzing defense, so obviously that's what we gravitate towards because that's what we are here for. But I think that we have guys, I mean, you know, our front four are as good as anybody in the league, and I think that, you know, if we as a secondary, you know, can give them time, they can get to basically any quarterback in the league. You know, I just think that we just haven't executed on, you know, throughout the season all the time. And, you know, we're starting to get better on those things. And, you know, if we have to blitz a lot, we'll do that. If we don't have to, you know, our front four, we have confidence that they can get there. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the future.
We have one more question for Quentin Michael. And remember, Tom Heckert, Eagles general manager, joins us. Please press *3 to ask a question. Mark from Virginia, season ticket holder for 10 years, joins us on the teleconference. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, Quentin. How's it going, man?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Oh, this is awesome just to get to talk to an Eagles player live. This is a really cool thing that you guys are doing. I just wanted to thank you for that and taking time out of your – I know you guys have a busy schedule. My question, guys, is, you know, as you look over the wins and losses from the schedule this season, you know, I'm watching the Oakland game, watching some of the other games where – you know, we kind of struggled and it seemed like we just didn't perform up to our potential as a team. What are you guys doing this week as you get ready for the 49ers to make sure that we don't slip up here now as we've finally got our hands wrapped around first place, you know, make sure that we don't have a slip up like we did earlier in the season?
Well, you know, the main thing is you know, especially in NFL and around here, you know, when you're winning, you're doing good, everybody's patting you on the back, you know. But when you're down, everybody's telling you you're not this, you're not that. So I think as a team, we need to realize that we haven't won the championship yet. We haven't done anything yet. You know, yeah, we're in first place, but that doesn't mean anything for this week. You know, the Niners are going to come in here. They're going to try to play physical, and they're going to try to take it to us. But we have to make sure that we don't let that happen. We're going to come out, going to play physical, and get after them. And and that's how we. It starts on really. It starts on Wednesday, and we did that yesterday, and you know we'll move on from there.
Mark, thank you very much. And Quinton, thanks so much for joining us here on the teleconference. I know you've got to get to practice now.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you to all your all the fans. We really as a team, we really appreciate your support. And you know, thanks for coming out to the games and being the greatest fans in the NFL. So,
all right, Quinn, thanks very much. Good luck this week, guys. Before we bring in Eagles general manager Tom Heckert, we'd like to ask another poll question, please. The question is this: of the following selections, what is most important to you as an Eagles fan? Press 1, win a Super Bowl at all costs. Press 2, win consistently with a chance to win the Super Bowl each year. Press 3. Just having a fun experience at Eagles games. Again, the question is, of the following selections, what is most important to you as an Eagles fan? Press 1, win a Super Bowl at all costs. Press 2, win consistently with a chance to win the Super Bowl each year. Press 3, just have a fun experience at Eagles games. We're bringing in Eagles general manager Tom Heckert now. If you have a question for Tom, please press star 3. And we'll get those questions up. We really, really thank you. Great response from the fans today in our fan appreciation teleconference. Tom, welcome to the teleconference, and I know you're very busy, so we won't take much time here. Let's get to some calls here. Jeff, are you with us?
Yes. I asked this question earlier, but it didn't get answered. I was wondering your thoughts on an 18-game schedule. I'm opposed to it because of all the injuries, and it's tough to play 16 games as it is now. I think 18 games would be even more difficult.
Well, you know, there is some concern with that. And, you know, we talk about it almost on a weekly basis with the league. And I'm on a general manager's committee, also the competition committee. And, you know, there's still talk whether it's going to be a 17, 18, or, you know, possibly staying at 16. But, you know, all those questions are brought up. And, you know, if it is a longer season, you know, what are we going to do in, maybe in the off season? And even during the season, practice-wise, to try to control or limit the injuries, and it is a question, and it's being talked about, and we have not made a decision, you know, either way on any of that stuff yet.
Okay, thanks very much for the question, Francis, welcome to the teleconference.
Thank you, Dave. I'm a season ticket holder since 1971, first year at the vet. My question to Tom is. Even though it might be a wee bit early, I wanted to know what you are looking for in the upcoming college draft come this spring.
Well, you're right. It is a little early for that. But you know, as we speak, with my college scouts are all coming in today, and we're going to meet this weekend and try to get the board set for the first time. But, you know, I know people, the fans especially, hate hearing this, but, you know, we try to – at least get, you know, with our, and we have done some signings this year, and the way we've built the team, we're trying not to have too many people up their contracts up after the season. So when we do go into the draft, we don't have to focus on what you're talking about, like do we need a corner, do we need a defensive end. You know, we try to limit that as much as possible when we go into this draft, and hopefully, you know, the best case scenario is we take the best player. So, you know, we're really not focusing on any position right now, and, you know, obviously we have to do some things in the off season with our own players and free agency. So, you know, it's still a long ways away from what we have to decide to do, and hopefully by that time the draft comes around, we can take the best available player.
We're joined by Eagles general manager Tom Heckert here on our fan appreciation teleconference. I'm Dave Spadaro. If you have a question for Tom, please hit star 3 to ask that question. We're now joined by Bob on the teleconference. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good,
thank
you.
Hey, listen, I have a hard time complaining.
Good.
You guys are doing good. You're doing great. Tom, I just feel like one question between my friends and I, it seems like every year, is we always seem to be right on next year. We got this guy. Bradley will be back next year. Last year it was something else. We'll sign Dawkins. Didn't happen. But we got to move. I mean, it's more of a comment than a question. We have to move for today. One of the problems I have is we just don't move for today. It's always building for tomorrow, and we're a great team consistently. But we need to win the bowl. We need to get to the bowl again and win it.
Right.
Let's
I think, you know, what you're saying is, and maybe not what you're believing, but you know, everybody in this organization believes the same thing. We want to win today. We want to win the Super Bowl this year. We want to win it next year too. We're not There's never been anything, and that's from Jeffrey to Joe to myself to Andy. There's never been ever a question saying, well, let's not worry quite about, you know, what we're going to do this year. Let's worry, you know, let's try to build this team for 2 years down the road. That's never, ever been brought up. It's never been a thought of us. And, you know, I think you brought up Stuart Bradley. You know, well, you know, we did. We went out and made a major trade to get a very good football player in here to replace him. And, you know, so I think we – you know, whatever the perception is it about, you know, maybe trading a draft pick, you know, like when we did when we drafted Kevin, we traded out of the first round. And, you know, so you can look at it as it's building for the future. But we look at it as it was a chance to improve our football team, not only for the year that we did it in, but also in the future. So when we look at things, we do not ever look at, you know, we're going to do this because it's going to help us down the road. It's going to help us this year, but it'll also help us down the road. So that's kind of the way we look at it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, things work out. And trust me, we want to win the Super Bowl this year and we want to win it next year. So it's not our philosophy to not go out, do everything we can to win it this year.
Thank you very much for the call. Tim Andmanon from Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, joins us. Hi, sir.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for taking my call. We're season ticket holders, obviously. My 10-year-old and I, we come down to the games quite a bit and have a good time, and I wanted to ask you about two of his favorite players, Jason Avant, who obviously is having a great year, and I think his contract's up at the end of the year, and Leonard Weaver, obviously a great addition in the offseason, and I think he signed a one-year deal and has been obviously a vital part in how well the team's been doing. And if you guys had any talks or thinking about re-signing either of those guys.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's any secret. You're right. They both had a heck of a year for us, and, you know, we would love to have both of them back. And, you know, obviously there's some salary cap restrictions, and, you know, we'll have to see what happens in the offseason. But, you know, they both have done a heck of a job. They're both great people. They're great in the community, and, you know, we would love to have them back, and hopefully we can get that done.
Okay, two players who are having big years for this Eagles offense. We're now joined on the Fan Forum teleconference by Chris. Chris, hi, welcome to the teleconference.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. This is a great idea.
Thank you.
My question is, Tom, I was wondering about what the nature of the contract that was signed with Michael Vick is and whether there was any possibility to be able to trade him and get some kind of draft picks or value in return after this year, assuming he's going to want to go somewhere where he can get to play more.
Well, I guess the first part of that question is, you know, we like Michael Vick, so you know, let's not get too early to get rid of him here. So, you know, that's really the first decision we have to make as an organization is, you know, is Michael Vick going to be part of our team next year? And but the other to answer your question, yeah, I mean, there's just like anybody, we can always you know, move a player, you know, if that's what we decide to do. But you know, right now our plans are, you know, Michael's here, and you know, we like Michael.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. Michael, are you with us? Welcome to the conference.
Yeah, hi, guys. Great thing you're doing here.
Thank you.
Quick question for Tom. When the NFL has designated these overseas games, these games in London every year, and to me,
right,
a 16-week season is so you know, it's so important. It's really not that long. What is the Eagles and your mentality towards saying the Eagles playing over there? Because as a season ticket holder, especially if I'm designated as the home team, I essentially look at it as you lose a home game, and what's your thoughts on that?
Right. Well, you know, I think it's really kind of a two-part deal for us. You know, we like the fact that, you know, we do our bringing a game to a country that, you know, really doesn't have football, especially Americanized football, where we really like that aspect of it. But what you're saying is exactly true. That's a problem for, you know, for all the NFL teams, that for the team that is designated the home field or the home team over there, you know, the home fans are losing a game. And, you know, it's a very valid point, and we understand that. And that goes, you know, there's a lot going into what exactly, you know, how those teams get chosen. And, you know, who knows if we're going to end up playing over there, but we are conscious of that, of having the home fans miss a game. So it's a very important decision that we have to make. And if that ever comes up, you know, we will have to think about that.
We have Eagles General Manager Tom Heckert on the line for about 5 more minutes. If you have a question for Tom, please press *3, and we'll get your question to him as quickly as possible. Robert, we'll get to you in just one moment. We have our fourth poll question of the teleconference that if you could take a moment to answer, we would love it. And the question is, who is your favorite Eagles player on the roster? For Donovan McNabb, press *1. For Brian Westbrook, press *2. For DeSean Jackson, press *3. And for Brent Celek, press *4. And to answer an earlier question, There are Brent Celek jerseys available both online and in the pro shop at Lincoln Financial Field. Robert, thank you very much for your patience. Do you have a question for Tom, please?
Yes, it's sort of a two-part question, Tom. Over the years, our D-line, we always seem to draft a little on the small side, especially in the middle. A few years ago, you let Baltimore step in front of you and take Nada. And I can't, every time I see our center interior line getting punched through and gashed for big runs, I think about Nada or somebody of that size who could shut down a run and keep pressure in the center and actually help have the speed rushers and to get around the ends and actually get a four-man rush where we don't have to blitz so much. The second part is the same thing with the D-backs. We always seem to draft these little guys, and I'm just wondering if you can find somebody that's over 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", like a Cromartie that you can find as a shutdown corner so you can roll the coverage for other people on the shorter guys to roll over to the other and just have a one-shutdown type of receiver like we had in Bobby Taylor a few years back. Just because we're now going against a lot of these pass-oriented offenses like ourselves, especially when we're getting into the playoffs here, and you need a four-man rush because you got four or five guys, and like New Orleans are just going out for passes and running patterns and just eating you alive.
Right. I'll answer the second part of that,
Robert.
The second part of that first, where those guys don't exist very often. Mm-hmm. That's the tough part. I mean, everybody would love to have 6'1", 6'2", corners. But there aren't any of them, and especially available. You know, like you said, you mentioned the Cromartie, and you know there's in Sumawa at Oakland, but there's not. We'd love to have them, but you know if you can find me one, send me an email, and we'll go after them. But you know the second part the first part of that question, but Nada's a great football player, but we really like our two guys. Mike and Bunk, they're. You know, maybe not the biggest guys in the world, but you know, everybody talks to me. Patterson's probably 320, and Bunkley's 310. So I mean, they're not small guys by any stretch of it, but they play very, very good football, and they play the run very well. They can actually rush the passer a little bit. So we're very happy with our guys, and that's the end of that one.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. We've got a special Eagles fan on the line now, Janice, who drives every game from upstate New York. Who drives to every game from upstate New York, a five-hour drive. Janice, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. First of all, I just want to say this conference call this year, it's the first I've done it, is fantastic.
Thank you.
It really makes us, I guess one of my questions had already been answered on, you know, how the players feel and know that, you know, these fans are out there, and yes, we're driving 5 hours, we're staying at a hotel, and I guess by this conference call, you're definitely showing us that you appreciate it. One of my other questions I had that was more of a comment was, what are we looking for to do in the draft this year?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first part of that question is, not only does the organization, but the players, I mean, they fully understand the greatness that our fans, especially, obviously at home, it's a huge home field advantage for us, and our players know that, and we all know that, and we obviously think we have the best fans in the NFL, and I think it's proven, every home game we have, and it's loud, it's crazy, it's intimidating for the other teams, and that's what makes it so great. The second part about that with the draft, it's still a long ways away, and we're just getting ready to start our draft meetings for the first time with all the scouts in, and so it's 3 or 4 months away here, so we have some time to think about it, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
All right, we've got Joe from Medford, New Jersey. Joe joins us. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you, guys. A quick question, Tom. If the season ended today, and this I'm asking you to guess, where do you think the supplemental picks for Buckholder and Dawkins might fall?
You know, that's a really tough there actually is a formula, and it's really, really tough to figure it out. I mean, even when they give it to you, it's tough because it's based on not only what they made money-wise, how much their play time, which obviously is still to be determined, and there's some honors in there involved. So it's really, really difficult to say, and, I'd be guessing right now if I told you an answer, it would be strictly a guess. So I really don't know the answer to that. And it also depends on how many supplemental draft picks there are. So it's really, really tough to tell.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. We've got a 20-year season ticket holder, Kenneth. Kenneth joins us on the line. Hi, Kenneth. Kenneth, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Kenneth. Welcome to the teleconference.
Yes. All I can say is thank you, everybody, for what they're trying to do. and to have a good holiday. And I hope they keep picking some good players. And also, my wife wanted to ask if we get in the playoff games here, are we going to get some towels so we can swing and show on TV like a lot of other teams do?
Well, Kenneth, you know what? All those plans, thank you for the call, Kenneth. All of those plans are really being made now. The team obviously looks ahead from a planning standpoint. The football team doesn't, but, you know, everybody's focusing on the 49ers this weekend, but the business side, there is still the possibility that the Eagles will have a home playoff game and maybe two. So we're prepared for everything when it comes down the line. Certainly, if there's a playoff game at Lincoln Financial Field, we'll make sure the fans are well-armed. We've got Tom Hecker for just another minute or so here. Let's go to Mark, a season ticket holder for 20 years. Mark, hi, welcome to the teleconference.
Thanks for having me. I just one quick question with regards to every year during training camp, you guys have a state of the union, in a sense, for the team. And I'm sure there's one line that everybody wishes that could be taken back was the quote of the gold standard. And every year we're told that the team is ready to win a Super Bowl, and we have come close, and I'm very appreciative of that. But I guess, Tom, the question I have for you is what's the one piece that we are missing? If you could do one more thing that could get us to that next step, what is it?
Well, the first part of that is, you know, when Jeffrey said that, I think everybody in this organization believes that. You know, we think we do things the right way, you know, and obviously Jeffrey's the main part of that. We can only do so much, and, you know, with his, obviously his graces and his, you know, what he tells us we can do, and he's been so good to this football team and this organization. Anything we ask for, we get. Whether it's money, whether it's you know, working players out, I mean, anything we want, we get. And so from that aspect, we do look at it like there's not a better place in the NFL to work. We think we're a good football team. We think we are poised to win a Super Bowl. You know, obviously we have to prove that, but, you know, from that aspect, we all believe this is the place to be, and this is the place we can win Super Bowls at. So from that aspect, we do kind of agree with that statement. What was the second part of that question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you answered it.
Oh, what?
I don't recall.
Oh, you said what missing piece. You know, that's very difficult to say, because I think, you know, we are obviously a team-oriented sport, and, you know, I think so far this year we've had some guys go down and other people step up, so it's just a matter of, you know, everybody playing to their ability. Not everybody has to be great. It just we have to have, you know, 22 guys at a time, you know, step up and play well, and that's what we hope that happens this year.
Okay, thank you for the call. We're getting down to our last couple of calls here. Ed, welcome to the teleconference.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Ed.
How you doing?
All right. I guess I'm probably the first legacy. My family's coming up on 50 years for our tickets in 2011.
Wow,
my dad had
great.
Until 2007 when he passed, right before the first game, which was kind of sad. I'm hanging him onto him for my son. So, and he's only
Thank
two.
You.
So, keeping the tradition alive. I guess I want to ask about the future. I know we've already had one call like this, but we're doing really well this season, and I'm wondering, obviously, barring trades during the draft, what target area, and obviously not position, but first round. Where are we thinking more, defense, offense? And I know it depends on what's going to be there, but what's the team consensus as where a need is going to fall in the first round for next year?
Just being honest with you, it's a tough question to answer. And, you know, obviously we have to figure out what's going to happen with some of the guys that we have that are their contracts may be up or things like that. So, you know, it's just too tough of a question to answer at this stage. Like we said, we're going to try to take the best available player, and we don't know what that's going to be yet.
Thank you very much for the call. Dave, join us on the teleconference. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
My question for Tom is, when you guys signed Leonard Weaver, did you know that as a fullback he was going to be this big of a part of our offense?
Well, you know, we knew he had the capabilities of doing it. You know, out in Seattle, you know, he had a couple big games as a receiver. He also had some big games as a runner. So we knew he was capable of doing that. Now, to be honest with you, how much we were going to use him doing that stuff, you know, we don't, you know, I can't answer to say that we were going to use him as much as we did now just because of, you know, Brian's injury and things like that. But, you know, we knew he was a very talented player.
Thank you very much for the call. Jeff, welcome to the teleconference.
Yeah, hi. My family's been having season tickets for over 30 years. I'm taking my third generation to the games, and I've obviously seen a lot of NFC East other teams win Super Bowls. And so my question is actually related to an earlier question, Tom. You know, how would you answer that other opinion question that we just answered? Namely, would you rather win a Super Bowl at all costs, or would you rather just have a consistently winning team with an opportunity?
Well, I don't think that's a one answer question. It's we'd like to do both, and that's what we're trying to do. We want to win the Super Bowl, but we also want to make sure that we're good enough to sustain this and try to win more than one Super Bowl, and that's how we go about it. We want to win the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. That's our number one priority, is to win the Super Bowl. But we think there's a way to do it by being consistent and not, mortgaging the future for 1 year and then, be down. We think we can do it, and obviously we have to prove that. But we think we can do it and also sustain for the next few years and not just be a one-year wonder. So that's kind of our goal.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. Paul joins us now. Paul, you're the final question for Eagles General Manager Tom Heckert. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Tom, I guess the question, and again, this kind of call is very appreciated. Clock management during some of the tight games has been, again, it's a fairly uneducated fan, kind of questionable. I mean, do the teams practice, short time drills, or do they have some sort of a game plan to go in when they're down by, maybe 4 points and they need a touchdown and the field goal is not going to cut it, so that they have a bunch of plays that they have in the pocket ready to roll? It seems like watching the sidelines sometimes that the offense is just sitting there kind of like, well, we're going to get the ball back, but we have 2 minutes left and that's plenty of time, and we end up losing by a touchdown.
Right. Well, obviously that final part of it, that's not our goal. But, yes, we do practice it every week. I know sometimes when it looks like the clock's running, we're not hurrying up, but there is a method to it. And, we think that, there's always more time than you think there actually on the clock. It's just the way it is. So you don't need to hurry up, and do something that you don't feel that is right and make a mistake. So, obviously, we want the things to work out at the end, but we do practice it quite a bit. And, there's been certain times we just want to make sure we're doing the right thing and in the right situation. So, but we do practice it quite a bit.
We'd like to sneak in a quick poll question if you could answer, please. Were you aware that the Eagles organization was recognized in 2008 by the Business Journal as the most charitable business of its size in the Delaware Valley? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. Were you aware that the Eagles organization was recognized in 2008 by the Business Journal as the most charitable business of its size in the Delaware Valley? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. We'd like to thank Tom Heckert for joining us here on the teleconference. Tom, thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me, Dave. And hey, just before I leave, I just want to thank all the fans for coming out. We're going to need you here for the next 2 weeks at home and hopefully get us into the playoffs. But, thanks to all the season ticket holders. We really appreciate your support.
Thank you very much, Tom. Season ticket holders, if you had not had an opportunity to ask a question, please do so. Stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to a voicemail where you can leave your question or comment. We want to thank you very much for joining us on our first Fan Appreciation Teleconference. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did, and we hope you have a great Eagles day and are there on Sunday when we play the 49ers. Thanks so much, everyone.